Today, our guest is Dr. Jacob Gerges from Sydney. And Sydney, right? Right in Australia.
Yes, that's yes, correct. Cool, Sydney, cool. Australia.
And Dr. Jacob Gerges is a dentist and founder of the dental practice Whiter and Brighter Smiles in Australia. Jacob graduated in 2017 from the Griffith University in dentistry. He's passionate about dentistry, including crowns, bridges, root canals, oral surgery, and TikTok. And TikTok will be our topic today. Thank you, Jacob, being our guest today.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Before we dive into dental marketing with TikTok and talk a little bit about TikTok content, TikTok creation, I want to know, when did you know, Jacob, you want to become a dentist? What was the moment in time?
So I actually had a lot of work done on my teeth. I had orthodontic work, and that kind of inspired me because he made so much of a difference. I had a huge overbite before. I wasn't really confident with my smile, and then after the braces, I just felt a huge change in quality of life for me. I mean, I noticed since my teeth were much straighter, I can function better, eat better, speak better, clean my teeth better. And that in turn has also even improved my confidence. And actually that inspired me to do that for other people as well.
Cool, cool. And Jacob, we in the last episode, I talked with Daniel Petku. I talked about he launched an event based on the fact that the university don't prepare entrepreneurs. So when you like to be create your own practice, where you be your founder to, let's say, recruit personnel, manage the practice, how to position marketing yourself, and so on. What is your experience on that in your university?
It was such a unknown topic. I mean, I was pretty much learning as I was doing it, really. Because at the end of the day, a dental practice is a business and you have to run it like a business. They don't teach you. We only had one business subject in our final year of dental school, and it was just learning how to manage your taxes and whatnot. But I never learned how to actually manage the practice, how to manage the employees, how to manage the patients. Mm-hmm. And what equipment to get for your practice, what's the best, how to save money. Like, there's a whole new world. And, you know, you have to pay for courses to do that now outside of uni if you really want to, you know, run a dental practice. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think the best thing, if you do want to run a dental practice, get some advice from your fellow peers who have owned dental practices and they can pass down their knowledge to you. You know, do your research. Just, you have to do your own research in the area. You know, do you want to open an appropriate area? You know, how are you going to stand out from the rest of the competition? Because there are so many dental practices in Sydney, it's oversaturated. Like, for example, on my street alone, there's five other dental practices.
On the street? Wow.
Correct. Yeah. So literally one just opened across the road from mine like a month or two ago. And there's four other dental practices like down the road from us. So the competition's crazy. Like you can never be short of a dentist. So, you know, it's all about standing out. Are you different to the competition? How's your practice going to, you know, retain those patients? So it's a whole different ball game. Like the university can only teach you so much, like clinically.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, in the real world, it's totally, totally different. Totally different.
And did you take courses on how to positioning yourself, how to market yourself, how to stand out from the competitors?
I had some advice from my friends who are opening dental practices or who already own dental practices and what to do. I know also a couple of friends that have owned their own businesses, not just dental practices, and how they run it. It's all about, you know, life experience. Like, you can learn everything in theory, but until you actually get the experience from others, I think that's when you actually start to learn. I didn't take any courses because this opportunity to run a dental practice fell right on my lap. So, and I took the chance at it completely. So I thought I wasn't happy with my old position, old dental associate position, and I wanted to try something new. And I thought this might be a good opportunity to learn new things, which are running, like I have learned a lot, like by actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually learned how to run a business and how to market. I've been doing all the marketing by myself. So it's been quite a journey.
Perfect. Yeah. I saw on your website that you close on Tuesday and Wednesday, but you have open on Saturday. Is there a specific reason for that?
Well, actually, the previous owner of the dental practice, who I bought it from, that was his working hours before I came in. He was open Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I kept it that way, just until we build the books. And once we're jam packed on those 4 days, we can open Tuesday and Wednesday. But he used to just take Tuesday and Wednesday off. Because he was very old, so he couldn't work the full 5-6 days, and he was only even working even the days he was working at. He was only working from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and I would take over from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So we were sharing one dental chair, and we still have one dental chair. It is a pretty small practice. Mm-hmm. But it has a lot of great potential because the person that worked there, he was there for 40 years. So he has 40 years worth of patients. So not only did I buy the practice, I bought the patient base along with it, the clientele.
Understand. So, and the whole experience. Or because is he still as a Dr. Magdi Amanius? Or, is he still working?
He actually just passed away last week. So,
sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I got big shoes to fill now, so I just hope I can continue his legacy, because his specialty was to treat patients with dental phobia. That was his niche. And a lot of people loved him. Like, I've been telling all his patients now that he's passed away, and they're in so much shock. Like, some people are shedding tears because they loved him so much. And I that's what I want to do. I want to have that effect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it. Like, I've never seen anybody cry so much over a dentist. You know what I mean? I think he was more than just a dentist. He was their friend. And that's what I want to try to continue.
Then you know that you do something right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What was your, when we were talking about a little bit about position, what was your thought process or your strategy behind starting content creation on TikTok?
Oh, that went way back. So
TikTok. So
yeah, I don't know what, I don't care what people say about TikTok. They think they're cool if they don't watch TikTok, but I love it. I mean, me and TikTok go way back. I knew it back in the day when it was called Musical.ly. Do you remember Musical.ly? I don't know if you're familiar with that name.
Yes, so, I'm familiar with Musical.ly, yeah.
Yeah, so as you know, that's what TikTok used to be called. And I remember I first downloaded that app in 2015. I was still at uni at the time. And I started making videos and it was just lip syncing to music and like different sounds and whatnot. And then TikTok came over. All of a sudden it became a dancing app. And then all of a sudden, you know, people are just making original content. But little did I just realized of late, like, you know, I own a dental practice and I love TikTok. How can I put those two together, you know? Little did I realize there's actually a whole world on TikTok of dentists. Like, there's so many dentists out there posting their own content and they're actually going viral. You know, for example, there's one dentist in particular. He's actually an orthodontist. He's called The Bentist. I think his first name is Ben and he's a dentist, but they combine the two words. They called his name is The Bentist on TikTok, and he's got over 1 million followers. And he educates them on how to clean their teeth, educates them about their teeth, reacts to certain dental videos, And it's pretty educational. And I want to do educational videos, but I also want it to be entertaining as well. I want to, not that he wasn't entertaining, it is, but I want to do more on the funny side. So I've started, taking most popular sounds on TikTok and trying to, how do I make that, bring that into the dental world, and that, I find that very fun and entertaining. Like, if I don't have any patients, I've tried make some TikToks, squeeze some TikToks in there. Even on Instagram, there's a whole other world as well. Mm-hmm. Like, people post all their reels on Instagrams. Like, there's so many pages that promote other dentists. And yeah. I'm using those pages to promote me and my practice. And, right now my Instagram following is growing, and so is my TikTok following. And, and here we are now. So, I'm just enjoying it. I'm still creating TikToks for, I have a personal account as well. I'm creating TikToks for those.
What do you think is your, what I heard out is now you do it out of passion, but also with the purpose to also build an audience. Do you think is the audience demographic you can reach with TikTok? Is this because people are thinking that they only really, really young people, but I think that's not true anymore. It's more like TikTok is growing a lot in many, many dimensions.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just for the young demographic. I mean, I do want to appeal to the young demographic, but I want my content to be open to everybody. I mean, I'm even posting my TikToks on my Facebook page, on the White and Brighter Smiles Facebook page, and I've got quite a bit of engagement there. So I wanted to, put it on all platforms, let them know that I'm here, because Magdi, when he was running the practice, he didn't have any technology. He didn't have any social media. He didn't even have a website for his practice. He didn't have email addresses. He didn't have any social media. And I got all that myself. I got all that for my practice when I bought it. So, it's been there for 40 years. It never had any technology. But he didn't need it because it was so good. Like, word of mouth, really got him exposed. But I also want a different kind of exposure in the modern world. We're in the 21st century now. We need modern techniques to put us on the map. Word of mouth is great, but there's so many other ways we can do it now.
Mm-hmm.
I've designed the website myself. I've put up the Instagram, Facebook, and TikToks, social medias up and posting content there. And that way it can go to everybody from 0 to 100 years old. So, and hopefully we can, that way, it can attract more and more patients to my practice.
Zircon Medical's vision, our vision is to make patent dental implant systems the standard of care in tooth replacement for dental professionals and the favorite choice of patients. Do you receive questions from patients via your TikTok channel?
Not yet. I mean, my personal friends have seen it. but actually, I had one patient, got a bit of a shock when you saw one of my TikToks about it. I was like, oh, that looks a bit crazy. And but there's actually a lot of dentists that have been making TikToks. They've been making, content. They post before and after shots. They, make funny, make funny videos with their dental nurses. A lot of dental nurses have been making their own content as well. It's actually a thing. So, hopefully over time, we've just started, it's been 12 months now. But hopefully just over time, we can actually get some traction going. We'll have to start somewhere.
You mentioned dental nurses. So do you think this is also because in I don't know the situation in Australia, but in the DACH region, so Germany, Austria, Switzerland, The biggest problem are the that they don't get the right stuff. They really have they're really looking everywhere for the right employees. And do you think TikTok and your positioning, your strategy with TikTok also brings you in, let's say, people from, let's say, position yourself that you get more employees and the employees keep longer, younger employees, because it's cool, it's trendy, and they can also participate in the TikTok?
I'm hoping I can do that one day. I only have one digital nurse at the moment, and I don't think she's savvy with tech and social media. So I've been doing, you know, everything myself. It hasn't been a problem, but you know, if I get more employees on there, maybe I can get them involved. You know, just show them, give them that, you know, show patience that, you know, we involve everybody. You know, we're a fun practice, not just me. So, but yeah, it's still a small practice. So hopefully we can install one more chair, get another dentist, get another dental nurse. So it's just going to take some time, but yeah, we'll see what happens. See what happens.
For sure, for sure. Do you have room for another chair?
Because the thing is, it's actually, the place is actually a house. So it's kind of like have that homey, yeah. So, you know, Nagdi, he bought the house initially and he was living there with his wife. And then he installed a dental chair, like in one of the rooms. And then, you know, eventually he sold it. Now it's still there. And, you know, we'll probably have one more, you know, like it's just the ground floor. The ground floor is a dental practice. Upstairs, someone else lives up there.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not your usual dental practice. So, you know, it's still, we'll probably still have room just for one more. And that's probably it. Yeah. But it's a very small, low-key dental practice, and it's on the corner as well. So,
cool, cool. Yeah. Yeah, and there's the possibility maybe that you also maybe then scale one up to one floor, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if we can try. The thing is, the person that lives upstairs, they barely actually live there. They own it, but they barely live there. Like they always out. They actually doing some service out in the outback of Australia, and so they're rarely home. So but yeah, so I don't know, we'll see what happens. I mean, the future's full of possibilities.
Cool. I wrote one question down from our social media guy, and he asked how do you plan your content? Is this more free flow, or do you have a content plan? How do you because you need to build consistency with content. So how do you stick to this consistency? How do you do that?
Okay, so well, basically, you know, I scour the videos on my account. I like the ones that I think have potential, and you know, when you can view all the videos that you liked, so you just, I like a bunch of them, I see what has potential or what hasn't. And then I just plan, you know, how does this sound fit with dentistry? How can I, you know, use this sound for dentistry, whatnot? And then, you know, I start filming. Any videos I'm not sure of, I just save in my drafts. So I can edit later. Any videos that I really like, I just post straight away with some hashtags and whatnot. You know, ideally what I'll do is, you know, I reserve one day where I film a lot of TikToks. And then, you know, one day at a time, I start posting like one or two. I don't film and post every day. You know what I mean? Like, I reserve one day just for filming, and then I post every now and then. So I have some TikToks always ready to post.
I understand, But that's a really cool idea to scroll through the TikTok you personally like, also what others
I'm always on TikTok. Yeah, I'm always on TikTok all the time, like most of the time. And on my personal account, if I see something that I like that's, you know, dental related, I actually send it to my work. I message it to my work account. So when I go to my work account, I have it ready. Mm-hmm. I see my inbox from my personal account, and I can see, oh, there's a video and I like it. So, you know, I have a few saved already. Like it's crazy. Okay, cool. So
then you try to put it in a different context and see.
Yeah. So I just change
and entertain.
So I just like either write a caption dental related, or do a subtitles, you know, over the voices that's more dental related. Like a lot of creators do that, you know, with their own niches, you know, a random sound, but they put subtitles in to make it of something else to make it more sense. And I'm doing that exactly with dentistry. So, yeah, so it's been fun. You know, I've gotten a few, you know, hits here and there. I mean, I did one video recently on making grills, like just, and I did it in the background sound of, you know, Lizzo's favorite song, It's About Damn Time. You know, remember, I don't know if you've heard of that song, but it's stuff like that, you know, just bring it, just get any, you can get any sound from TikTok and make it into your niche. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
So
that sounds really cool. I think I ask a lot of I would like to wrap up this podcast with three questions I always ask. Jacob, the first question is, what are your goals for the near future, this year and next year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I do want to build the practice up to back to its former glory when MACD was like working tirelessly 6 days a week or 5 days a week, when a lot of patients kept seeing him nonstop, and he only slowed down because he was getting old and he was only working 3 hours a day, 4 days a week. But I want to bring it back to like 6 days a week or even 7 days a week. You know, bring it back to, you know, bring it back up there again. And also want to probably be the most famous dental practice on social media. You know, hopefully I want to get, you know, over 100,000 followers on my work on my practice account. Hopefully by next year. It's probably unlikely. It only takes one video to go viral for you to put you on the map.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just counting on that TikTok algorithm. It's so crazy. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I also want to learn new things in, like, clinically. I do want to learn new things like orthodontics. I've just started doing implants, which is digital implants, which I'm excited about. And I also want to use that to educate patients. And that's what I've been doing with my TikToks as well, you know, about oral hygiene and, you know, brushing, how to brush their teeth, how to floss, stuff like that. Like, I've been making videos like, you know, some patients don't even know that you're not supposed to rinse with water after you brush your teeth. Some people are so confused. A lot of people have been rinsing with water. I'm like, no, you're not supposed to. And I made that into a TikTok, and all my viewers were confused. I'm like, what am I supposed to rinse with then? I'm like, no, you don't rinse at all. So I want to be an influence, a positive influence as well, to my followers and to my patients. And yeah, I think that's pretty much what I'm hoping for to achieve.
Cool. I wish you all the best luck for that. When you can travel back in the future, when you can travel back in time, what advice would you give your younger self? So you starting as in dentistry, what advice would you give your younger self with the experience you have now?
Oh, I have so much advice. Oh my God. If I had the chance, it would totally be much more different, simply because, again, as I said before, the first thing, if you do want to open your dental practice, a lot of my friends ask me, you know, should I open up a dental practice? Is it possible? And I always want to encourage my friends and encourage people to achieve their dreams. So I don't say don't open a dental practice. All I tell them is just do your research. That's the number one thing I would advise them to do. And that's what I should have done back in the day. That's what I would have told myself. Because if I had known there were so many dental practices on the same streets, and the fact that the dental practice I bought barely had anything, there was barely any technology. There was no intraoral scanner. There was no rotary endodontics motors. There was no computers. There was no x-ray machines. I bought all that. I even had to buy a brand new dental chair. Maybe I would have, you know, thought twice before buying, but, you know, I still don't have any regrets. You know, I've learned so much from, you know, buying the dental practice. So I would have told 1-year-old me, I thought I told myself 1 year ago that, you know, I'm still proud of you. Keep it up. It's going to get better. And I also told, you know, education is important. You know, uni only teaches you so much. So as soon as you get out of uni, the first 5 years, man, just keep doing CPD courses. Keep doing any course that you can think of, any course you want to do, do that. You know, get as much education as you can before you open a practice so you can actually apply that when you do buy a practice. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, and just have fun with it, you know. Don't be stressed out. Stress is the last thing you need. You know, dentists are always getting sleepless nights just because of one patient. I'm like, one piece of advice is, you know, don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff. So
that's a good one.
So that's what I think. Like, there's so much you can enjoy your life even as a dentist. You know, you go travel, go get clear your mind. Don't worry about so many of the little things.
Where can people find you?
So I'm in Sydney, Australia, in Dulwich Hill. If you want to find my website, it's www.widerbrightersmiles.com.au. It is with a Z at the end, not S, of smiles, smiles.com.au. You know, my tags on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook are all the same, Wider and Brighter Smiles. And all the info, phone numbers, addresses are on my socials. So.
Yes, and we also put it on our article then, all the information we will put in our content so that people can find you, follow you on Instagram, on TikTok and Instagram. And
yeah.
Jacob, thank you for being our guest today. Thank you for this nice episode. I wish you all the best in the future. No. All the best with your TikTok no journey and also your founder's journey. And yes, it was a pleasure.
No worries. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Then good luck and bye.
No worries. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
If you want to find out more about how Circum Medical can help you transform and grow your dental practice, then visit us under mypatent.com and stay tuned.